Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Our topic today takes us into the realm of tzitzis. Tzitzis is a special mitzvah which the Torah tells us about, and is the topic of Siman Tes, the ninth chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to break it down into two sections because it's longer. And even having said that, that itself is somewhat laughable in the sense that tzitzis is a huge amount of halacha. It takes a huge amount of time to learn this in depth, which comes back to the goal of what we're doing. We're not trying to get every detail, every permutation of the cases. We're trying to get together a practical overview. And this practical overview will give us the opportunity of straightening up some of the aspects of the mitzvahs that we do, which perhaps need a little tightening, but also gives us the opportunity to think about questions in cases that are not covered by the overview given by the Kitzur as well. So let's just try to jump straight in. We're going to break it up into two sections. Our first section is going to be part one of tzitzis, and the second one is going to be part two. Part one is going to be about v'asu, making the tzitzis. Part two is going to be about you having and wearing the tzitzis. Let's go straight in. We're going to look at three concepts in our first section today, and they are the size and the material of the garment, the corners of the garment, and making the tzitzis. Let's jump straight in. So the size and material of the garment. The Torah tells us that when we wear tzitzis, this is a special mitzvah that is so unique in the sense that it says, Uri Yisem Oso, that when you will see it, Uzachartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. You will remember all the commandments of Hashem. So something about this mitzvah includes in it all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. That means to say it's something very special and powerful. In fact, Rabbeinu Yaakov the Tur notes that the gematria of the word tzitzis, using both yuds and two tzadis and one taf, is 600. With eight strings and five knots, you have 613 as well. So it's meant to at least numerically incorporate the 613 commandments, but more, we'll call it, from a perspective of philosophy, the Midrash tells us that when you see the blue that's supposed to be on the tzitzis, one is supposed to think of the sea, which is supposed to lead one to think about moving one's eyes upwards to the heavens and to think about the Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne of glory in this world as well. In fact, what does the word tzitzis itself mean? It comes from the word, as is understood from Shir HaShirim of Meitzitz Min HaCharakim. God is peeking, that's the word Meitzitz, through the cracks, through the lattice work. So when you think about the tzitzis, it's God peeking into our lives to remind us about some of the ideas that we're supposed to live with as well. A few basic questions about the tzitzis. What is obligated in tzitzis? What type of garment? So we know it has to be a four-cornered garment that is worn front and back as well. So not just something which is a scarf on both sides on the front. It has to be back and front. And the obligation is, technically speaking, a mitzvah kiyomis, which means only if I had to wear a four-cornered garment would I be required to do this. However, because the custom is different to the way it used to be in the old days. In the old days, it used to be people would wear regularly long cloaks, overalls that were four-cornered. And so the Torah tells us to put tzitzis on the regular clothes we wear. Today, we don't have clothes like that. Our clothes are not regularly four-cornered. And thus, we wear a special garment that is a talis katan, or during davening called a talis gadol, which has those four corners. And because we've done that, there has been, as Rav Moshe points out in the Igros Moshe, therefore it has become a chiyuv to wear that because one specifically does so for the mitzvah as well. So it's a very, very easy mitzvah to fulfill. The tzitzis are relatively very cheap, can be got in any Judaica store, any size, most materials. It's very, very simple, and it's something which one can fulfill a mitzvah every minute that one is wearing it. And yet people don't seem to really take advantage of this, whether it's discomfort or style. And it's such a pity that people really, really miss out on this very easy and wonderful mitzvah that a person, people who do not have opportunities to elevate our lives every minute, and this does. Now, a few questions. How big should it be? So technically the minimum is, it needs to be able to be big enough to wrap around the head and most of the body of a 9-year-old boy. How much does that look like? So one way of understanding that in halacha is 3/4 amma by half an amma in the front and 3/4 by half an amma in the back, which is roughly about 15.9 inches by 10.8 inches, or 40.5 centimeters by 27 centimeters. That option B, which is the one we usually are machmir like, is 1 amma by 1 amma in the front and 1 amma by 1 amma in the back, which is essentially 21 inches squared, or 54 centimeters squared as well. This is not a large amount of material. Most tzitzis that we get today are that size, but it's worthwhile just double checking. What color should it be? The color is supposed to be white, but why are they black? Sometimes there you see these black stripes. One reason is if you see it on only on one side, some kind of have the custom to know which side is the front of the tzitzis and not. So if it's only on one side, that's an indicator as to which it is. The other is because it could also be a indication of the tcheles. One of the opinions of the tcheles is the night sky, which is darker blue, darker black as well, which seems to be the custom in many talesim. Sardim obviously have white stripes. Now, how much intent is needed in the production of the materials? So even the spinning and the twisting of the strings needs to be done in Ishra with the intent of making it for the mitzvah, which means one cannot go and buy yarn from the store and use that. One has to have tzitzis which is made specifically for this intent, and that's why one has to be careful to buy it from an honest salesperson. A lot of these have hechsherim or have haskamas on them, and you'll notice that that's to verify the fact that this was made by a God-fearing person and made even the strings worthy of tzitzis. What happens if the sides are sewn down? So meaning to say, sometimes people wear vest tzitzis where the one can stick one's hands through them and the sides are sewn. So it's all right. It's still considered a full corner garment as long as a majority of the side is not sewn closed. If a majority of the side is sewn closed, then it no longer is a full corner garment. It is no longer going to require tzitzis. One would miss out doing the mitzvah in that situation. How much should one spend on tzitzis? So there is no specific amount, but it is important to notice this is one of the classic mitzvahs where a person has the opportunity of doing what's called hiddur mitzvah, making a mitzvah more beautiful, which means that if one has a choice between two different items, one is clearly more beautiful, more care is put into it, it looks more beautiful, it feels more beautiful and substantive to a person. Person is obligated to spend up to a third of the value of the lower one for the more mehudar one as well. So it's worthwhile if we spend a lot of time and money on things which matter to us in life, things of comfort and pleasure and entertainment, we should certainly do it for mitzvahs, which is something which is the only thing which we're going to really get to take with us after this world. What materials should the beged be made of? What should the actual cloth be made of? So it depends. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggests making it out of sheep's wool, and that's the best way to do it. However, the reason why he says this is because there is a discussion in the Gemara as to what material do the strings need to be. So the Gemara says that when it comes to the strings need to be min haknaf. They need to be the same as the material. So if I'm making silk tzitzis beged, then the strings need to be made of silk. If I'm making it out of cotton, then the strings need to be cotton. And then the Gemara then says that there's an opinion that says that if the strings are wool, they're universal. So universal strings of wool can be put on any garment independent of what it's made of as well. Happens with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is machmir to say that wool only works for wool and is not universal. However, many of the Mefarshim who comment on the Kitzur point out that this is a chumrah, and really most people accept the fact that wool is a universal string and can even be put on other materials. So a lot of times in hot places where cotton is used for the beged of the tzitzis because of the heat of the summer, then it's all right to do that and to have wool strings on that as well. That is completely fine. If a person is able to, it's a siman bracha to wear wool beged and wool tzitzis to be yotzei kol hadayos as well. That's a special way of fulfilling this mitzvah. What if all I have is linen to make the beged? Well, you have a problem here because the strings need to be of wool and I can't put the wool and linen together. I'm tying it onto it. That is actually shatnez. So one suggestion which is made is to make corners that are made out of leather. So the wool strings would be attached to the leather, and the Kitzur is a little concerned about that as well. Generally, it's not something which comes up so often, but just to be aware of as well. Another question, what if I wear a four-corner garment which has no tzitzis? So I'm just wearing something and I don't really care so much. In that case, I have invalidated, I've missed out the opportunity of doing a mitzvah, bittul asay. And if you read carefully on Yom Kippur, the Al Chatoim at the end of the Al Chet section, the first one is Al Chatoim Shana Chayv Malem Oila, a burnt offering. A burnt offering is for a bittul asay. So you bring a korban at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not simply, I just decided not to, I didn't really care. It's something which is worthy of a korban if a person would miss such a mitzvah. Now, What garments might one need tzitzis that I'm perhaps not thinking about? The most common case where people don't know about is a poncho. A poncho is usually a four-cornered, long, spread-out piece of material. The head fits in the middle. It's red worn on the front and the back. It's certainly the sheer because it's supposed to cover one's front and back. And so in that case, one would really necessitate tzitzis if one has a poncho. How do I remedy that situation if I don't want to put tzitzis onto my poncho? In that case, you'd have to cut off one of the corners, round off the corner. So it's a three-corner garment, or if I just do it a diagonal, I've made it into a five-corner garment. But I cannot just sew up the corner on itself because it still remains a four-corner garment in that situation. Our second concept is the corners of the garment itself. The Torah tells us, you'll place the tzitzis on the corner. So there are a few basic questions when it comes to the corners. Number one is, how close must the tzitzis be to the corner? So it cannot be any further than three thumb widths, which is essentially 2.75 inches or 7 centimeters away. Beyond that, it's considered not on the corner, it's on the garment itself. How far must it be from the corner so that it's not on the very edge? So in this, it is from the knuckle of the thumb to the end of the thumb, which is roughly 1.6 inches or 4 centimeters. So it has to be between 1.6 to 2.75 inches from the corner, or between 4 and 7 centimeters from the corner for it to be right. And you'll look at most tzitzis and you'll see that they are manufactured in such a way as well. Question number three, what if the hole is further out, meaning this hole was placed at an inappropriate length, too far from the corner? And then when I put the tzitzis on, I tied it tight enough that it crumples the corner within the right shear. So the problem is that's still considered too far. It is the hole still in an illegitimate length from the edge, and the crumpling up does not help me. What happens the other way around? What happens if it started off at the correct length, it's in the right zone, and then it tore, right? It wasn't fortified correctly, or the tzitzis get caught and it pulls in the hole, and now the hole reaches a little bit more towards within the area that's too close to the edge. So in this case, it is not considered a problem, because it was placed and done correctly as well. What happens if there's threads that are sticking out of the corner? So let's say the actual garment itself has threads which are sticking out. That's a problem because they could be considered part of the edge of the garment, and it's best to have them cut so they do not contribute to the edge of the garment in terms of the distance. How many holes are there? Generally, we'll see one hole, but there are tzitzis. You'll see sometimes they have two holes and the tzitzis is threaded in and out of those two holes. What about the threads which are used to sew the garment around the corner? Is there any problem with those? The answer is yes. They should also be cut, not just because they contribute to the length of the garment, but also somebody might make a mistake and use them as one of the tzitzis strings if they're made of a different material, or if they are a different color, that's not a problem as well. We'll close our third and last concept, and that is the making of the tzitzis. The making of the tzitzis itself is mentioned in the Torah, v'asu lachem tzitzis, you'll make for yourself tzitzis. That is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is actually v'ayu, is to have the tzitzis and wear them. However, this is what's called a hechsher mitzvah kosav haTorah, where the Torah tells us to prepare, make the item of the mitzvah so you can wear it. When the Torah actually goes out its way to tell us to do something, then there's a mitzvah to bar yosef b'shlucha. There's a special mitzvah to do it for oneself and not just to outsource it. So it is a special opportunity to learn how to make tzitzis as well. I put on YouTube just a simple set of videos about how to do this, and this was during the war after October 7th, about how to make tzitzis so people could do this to help the many, many soldiers who needed tzitzis, and it's a very special opportunity to do it, especially to make one for oneself as well. We have the tradition, and we use four strings which are doubled over to make it into eight strings. A few basic questions over here. Question number one, how many knots are tied in the tzitzis? So, All four strings are placed with a hole doubled over to create eight, and it's double knotted on itself. That's the first of the knots. That's really the most important part of the mitzvah. Then we have what's called these krichos, where you take the longest string called the shamish, which is literally the helper string, and you wrap it round a number of times, and a bunch of krichos of these little wrappings turn into what's called a chulia, a section. In a typical white tzitzis, you have five sets of double knots encasing four sets of wrappings between them, and the amount of times the string goes around within each of those wrappings are 7 in the first one, 8 in the next one, 11 in the next one, and 13 in the next one as well. This is based on the fact that the Gemara says that the minimum amount of wrappings on the tzitzis are 7 and the maximum are 13, so we have in between them, and there's also gematrias associated with this. This is from the Arizal, as we understand it today. However, it is worthwhile noting that when one has tcheles, that is not the way to tie the tzitzis. This is only a minag, the way we have it today with five knots and four sections, is only a post and not having tcheles. If one has tcheles, one goes back to what the Gemara says originally, which is to have eight knots and seven different sections, like the seven rakiyim, the seven heavens, and the spaces between them. So that would be the more correct way to tie tzitzis. We don't do it the more correct way when they're for those who do not have the advantage of doing the mitzvah kihiduroi, as the Torah would say it, with the tcheles. What is the shortest length well, that the string needs to be. So once the double knot is tied, there needs to be at least 12 thumb lengths from the knot till the end of the string, which is a minimum of 9.6 inches before the rest of the tying. That's pretty short, but that's the minimum length. What is the optimum ratio of tzitzis length? So when tying the knots, one's done those five double knots, one's done those sections, the best way it should be is a ratio of 1/3 to 1/3, meaning the tied section should be 1/3 of the remaining strings which stick out. So if you double up the remaining strings which stick out, it should be the length of the knotted section. That's a good way to test if one has done it correctly as well. What happens if I have a very long string and I thread it in and out and in and out, and then I do all the knots and I cut it, so it now forms eight strings after doing all the knots? That's a problem. It's what's called ta'ase v'lo mina aso. You need to make tzitzis in a way that it is made at a time of kashrus. If it's made with one long string, that's not a way of kashrus, and therefore, even though I separated the strings at the end, that now is a problem. It suddenly becomes into being in a state of completion, which is not correct. What happens if a corner falls off and I want to sew it back again? Same problem, because by sewing, it fell off, it became possible. When I sewed back on, that corner now makes it kosher, but it's coming into being in one moment as opposed to making it kosher stage by stage. Is any special intent when tying the tzitzis? Absolutely. The tzitzis is one of those mitzvahs where the Torah says, leman, that in order that you should know, that the Torah says that you need to understand why you're doing the tzitzis, and therefore when a person is making the tzitzis before tying the first, second, and fifth of the double knots, a person should actually say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. They should articulate that in each of the four corners, and one should be thinking about what the Torah says, l'man tizkru v'asim, is called mitzvah side, to do all the mitzvahs. It should be a reminder that is worn all the time to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Hashem. With this, we end the first section of tzitzis, and this is about making those tzitzis. In the meantime, have a wonderful meeting.